Many of these people were interviewed in your home, so you sat in on those interviews, more than likely?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with David.
Right.
Yes, uh-huh.
But let us also say about David, his personality, that probably helped make this thing work. I interviewed him. Now, you tell me about it. He had a very sweet, pleasant, easygoing,
he does,
easy to talk to kind of personality.
He does. He's very open and friendly and, you know, lets people speak without interrupting them. And, he's very socially adroit. And I think that's part of why people, Osages who were initially reluctant to talk to him, eventually came around to talking to him because of his style.
But you had to reach out to some of these people. Well, you were the finder.
Well, some, you know, but others, you know, he was able to persuade on his own without my...
How would he even know who they are but through
well,
you?
He had met other people who told him who he should be interviewing. So it wasn't just me. There were other people he had talked with and was given leads on.
You know, you spoke of the cemetery, which is a short drive away from Fairfax. And when I came in here today, I said, do you think we have time to drive down to the cemetery? I'd like to take a picture of those uprights.
Headstones.
And you told me what?
Well, I said, you know, that's really not something that I would recommend you do because many of the local Osages here in Gray Horse have taken a public stance against having people visit that cemetery who are not Osage.
Is it because of the harm or the disrespect we would have?
Well, and so in the past, so I've been to that cemetery many times, and the first time that Joe took me there, back in the day, people had little ceramic pictures of themselves on their gravestones. And at the time I first went there, you drive through the Gray Horse Cemetery, and here's this beautiful ceramic picture of an Osage murdered in the 20s. And someone has shot out the ceramic picture.
Yeah, okay.
And so that kind of disrespect, that always sends chills through me, that not only did we murder you, but we're shooting out your image. And lately, someone has taken it upon themselves to try to restore all of those ceramic images, but there's a grave concern that people might be disrespectful. I must say, from the people I know who have visited, I've not seen that disrespect, but I can understand and sympathize with that feeling.
Right.
You know, amazing. We talked about the memorial, and since we established it a little over a year ago, we've had probably over 6,000 visitors to that little space down there, which is about 12 by 14 little space that tells some about our history and so on. When we have actually been there and interrupted somebody visiting the memorial and had a chance to chat with them, you know, all of them, none of them that we ever talked to came here with the idea of tell us about the murders, gruesome aspects of the murders, or where they happened, or anything like that. They came with the question of, how come I never heard of this, and why could this have happened? And they were, you know, seeking solace, I think, because of they read the book, and they came, and they were very respectful. And some of them at that time had gone out to the grave and sites in Gray Horse, and they were very, you know, solemn and very respectful. And I think probably most of the visitors that we know would be. But there's still fear amongst the Gray Horse people that there will be, when this movie comes out, you know, there will be a different audience than the book readers. Book readers, they think, and there might be some truth to this, are different than movie viewers. And so it may be that that would be something that would vandalize the cemetery. So they're very reluctant to have people be encouraged to go out there.